Shakespeare has a special understanding of young love in all its turbulent emotion, but it didn't always have to end badly. Much Ado About Nothing has long been one of his most popular plays because these star-crossed lovers get to have happy endings with plenty of comedic confusion along the way. Troy Apostol is directing a new production of Much Ado About Nothing at Hawaii Pacific University, and we talked with him about it.
I think that the show, because the main characters of Claudio and Hero are young and immature and naive, you know, those are college students that I work with, right?
Yeah.
So it's right up that alley. And then there's a lot of love and humor, which goes along with the job as well.
And misunderstandings, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Changes of identity.
Yep. Yep.
Mistaken identities.
Those change-ups in fortune, yep, it's all there, and so we're having a ball with it, and exactly.
So it's kind of, in a way, I think the link is kind of that whole idea of this being sort of a turbulent time of life emotionally. Yeah?
Yes, very good analogy, yeah. It's a definite parallel with what the college students are feeling, and do I do this, do I do that, and all these emotions are coming forth when they're thinking about, you know, love and the right thing to do and how to be a proper gentleman or a lady, and it's a big ball of questions and things to deal with.
You know, the sheer adaptivity of Shakespeare amazes me because, you know, you have Shakespeare productions set on Mars where everybody's a puppet. I mean, it's, and yet you don't see, people don't do that to Chekhov or Shaw or O'Neill. They keep them pretty much in the time period they were writing about. What's the difference?
What's the difference between adaptability for Shakespeare
and
I think it's because I think a big thing is because it's within the public domain. There are no copyrights. You
That's
can do
a good
whatever,
point.
Right? You know,
yeah.
But I, also the complexity of Shakespeare's material is just so rich, and there's so many ways you can interpret it, and there are so many different ways you can go, and it still speaks to today's age, even though it's 400 years old. You know,
yeah.
It's great. There's a lot of things you can do with it, and I think that's one of the fun things that you can do with Shakespeare is when you get into the mechanics of it and making it live and breathe for today's age. It's just wonderful.
But if he weren't able to tap into those universal emotions, if his insights about character weren't still valid, it wouldn't work.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'd be outdated and no accessibility for anyone. It's not relatable. No, but it's very today. And, you know, there are things going on that are still part of this present day and age. So, yeah, it's universal. Absolutely.
I mean, in terms of understanding human nature, he really seems to have gotten an awful lot right the first time. You know, they're with all the things that you can adapt, there are also things that you want to keep, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, he gets to the heart of the matter and finds so many brilliant ways to describe what's going on inside of people that, you know. That's...
How did you get your cast involved in this particular, in Much Ado?
I lucked out with the cast. I know that a few of them are HPU familiar faces, their favorites, some veteran HPU actors, community actors, but then there are also great, well-known community actors that have never done a production at HPU. And then on top of that, we have a handful of very talented and eager students.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a great mix. Yeah.
You always hear the issue of language brought up with Shakespeare productions.
Right.
You know, do you do the pentameter the way it's, quote, supposed to be done, or do you break from the text? You know, how do you approach that for this production, for example?
That's maybe the main thing that I want with this production, for the language to be accessible, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for people that go to Shakespeare just to hear the poetry of it. I want to make it real and important and immediate and visceral, and I want to make your heart race and your blood pump.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the language is used for. I mean, it's in Shakespeare's day, they didn't go to they went to see the production, but more importantly, they went to hear and to feel what these characters were doing. So that's what I want to do with the language. Make it vibrant.
Because it's still people talking to each other, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
When you get into this too declamatory style, it sounds like people taking turns making speeches, yeah?
Correct, yes. That's what we want to avoid.
Yeah.
No. Not lifeless speeches. It's real. It's now. So that's what we want to do with language.
Correct. How much of that is pacing?
I think there's a good exercise that we try and do. Actually, we haven't done yet. I should have the cast do it tonight, maybe. But it's having the cast read the script in unison so that they find where the rhythms lie and everything, the natural rhythms, and they get to know where things naturally speed up and slow down. So yeah, that's as far as pacing goes. That's also part of the, I guess, the editorial process of the director, just teasing everything so it's more accommodating to present sensibilities, modern sensibilities.
Having different actors reading the same thing in unison, it would be chaotic on the first pass through, that everyone would have a slightly different interpretation of the rhythms and the stresses.
Yeah, and then people gel.
Yeah.
And you kind of get, oh, okay, this is the natural rhythm for how things should be read. And yeah, things do vary here and there, but, it's general consensus comes in and people chill into a unified voice.
Because you can take a lot of lines of Shakespeare and you can stress them five different ways.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely.
And, to be or not to be, that is the question.
Yep,
that is the question.
So many variations.
That is the question,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, there's a million different ways you can say the lines, and I think it all goes back to the main vision that I want to tell, the main story that I want to tell, that I think is brings the show, the text, the script, and makes it accessible for our audiences.
Troy Apostol is an adjunct theater instructor at Hawaii Pacific University and the director of his department's upcoming production of William Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing at the Paul and Vailu Theater, the weekends of April 8th and 15th. And you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.